This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, the aftermath of a Sydney building inferno, calls for more access to a life-changing drug, and the latest in the search for Madeleine McCann. I'm Amy Meehan with this morning's Nine News podcast. Fire crews remained at the scene of a ferocious blaze which destroyed a building at Surry Hills in Sydney, bringing one of its walls tumbling down. Here's Nine News reporter Brianna Raymond.
The smell of smoke lingers across Sydney after the building known as the Hat Hotel went up in flames yesterday afternoon. Emergency crews have been working through the night to stifle the blaze with cranes and fire hoses at the ready. The flames, which tore through the seven-story property long gone, leaving behind remnants of the heritage-listed building, destroyed in a fire that some are saying is the biggest they've ever seen. Some evacuated residents have been allowed back into their apartments, while others are still waiting to return. In Surry Hills, Brianna Raymond, Nine News.
Australian couples are being warned they'll need a $690,000 nest egg to comfortably retire. The latest projection by the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia has jumped 7.7% in just 12 months. Inflation has risen by 7% in that same time period. Australian universities are being told to recruit students from Latin America and Africa after decades of over-reliance on China. The number of domestic students pursuing higher education is declining due to financial pressures and a strong job market. There are concerns children under the age of five are missing out on a life-changing drug to treat cystic fibrosis. The condition causes an abnormal build-up of thick, sticky mucus in the lungs. Cystic Fibrosis Community Care Chief Executive Andre Carvalho says Trikafta was added to the PBS this month, but access needs to be widened.
There is currently no cure, and whilst there's been many advancements in the survival rate over the last 20 to 30 years, the median survival age is still just 47 years old.
The man who helped mastermind a plot to storm the US Capitol building following the 2020 presidential election has been sentenced to 18 years in jail. Stuart Rhodes is the founder and leader of far-right group The Oath Keepers. He's been sent to prison for seditious conspiracy. Three people, two of them police officers, have been killed in Japan. Police say a man stabbed a woman, then shot at the police responding to that attack. The latest search for clues in the Madeleine McCann case has wrapped up in Portugal. Here's Nine News Europe correspondent Carianne Greenbank.
Portuguese authorities say some material has been collected from the search site and will now be analysed, but didn't say what that material was or how significant it could be in the Madeleine McCann investigation. Police had removed a number of bags on day one of the three-day search, which has now been called off. The search site, on the edge of a dam in the Algarve, is now pockmarked with holes dug by investigators. Heavy machinery was used to cut back surrounding bushland, and police from Germany, Portugal and the UK were all involved in the investigation. In London, Carianne Greenbank, Nine News.
To finance the Australian dollar buying 65 US cents.
Sport.
Irish recruit Oisin Mullen is set to make his debut for the Cats against the GWS Giants tomorrow. The Dolphins believe they've got what it takes to play finals footy in their inaugural season after a convincing win over the Dragons, the Redcliffe side defeating St George 26-12 in Queensland. The world's best surfers have arrived at Kelly Slater's Surf Ranch for the first event since the tour's mid-season cut, and Alexander Vukic has been knocked out of the French Open qualifiers. I'm Amy Meehan. That's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune into Nine News at 6 p.m.